Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears with you here on a getaway Friday morning, Friday, April the 8th, 2022. And what a nice getaway Friday morning it is. 38 degrees, cloudy skies outside, but I've been outside this morning. Went over to McDonald's this morning, and it's not too bad out. You know, it's not a really overcast day, which should make for a great weekend. And I hear we've got great weather coming the beginning of next week, 70 degrees and possibly sunny. That can change on a dime, and it may have changed since I looked at the weather last, but that's what it was at one point. 19 minutes past the hour here, and we have got a great day here at WWGH Radio. Now, here's how it works on Fridays now. I'll be on this morning here for the first hour, and then at 9:15, Adam and Pastor Whitaker will come on with the pastor spot, and then I'll be back at 10:15 this morning with more live programming. So don't turn away from this station at all, but remember, I'm on at 8:15, Adam and Pastor Whitaker with the pastor spot at 9:15, and then I'll be back at 10:15 this morning. And of course, today is a big day for us here at the station because it's the 96th birthday of legendary comedian Shecky Green, who's one of our favorite guests, has been on maybe more than anybody else at this point. I don't know who holds the record for most appearances on this show, but Shecky Green would definitely be up there. And he'll be with us at some point this morning. I'm not sure when, but we're going to call and check in with him at some point this morning on his 96th birthday. We talked with him Monday, but we thought we'd call him today on his birthday, wish him a happy birthday, and see what's on his mind. I know yesterday when we did the trivia, people wanted to know if he had worked with Arthur Godfrey or Merv Griffin. So when we get him on the line, we'll talk about that. Okay, what else is new? Well, as I said, I went to McDonald's this morning. The line was a little longer than it normally is, but got through it okay. And actually, by the time I got up to the line, I was kind of hungry, to be honest with you, which I'm normally not in the morning. So I got a blueberry muffin. Now, I actually wanted some hotcakes, but I thought, you know, hotcakes are a little heavy. I don't know that I will have time to eat them before I go on the air. So I went with the blueberry muffin, also because blueberries are supposed to be the healthiest food in the world. They have a lot of antioxidants in them and things like that. Now, I know when you cover them with a muffin, that really cuts down on the health quantity in the blueberry muffin, but got a blueberry muffin, and here's what I will say, and I don't want to knock anything because it was okay, but I get the feeling that that blueberry muffin had been around for a while. It was a little, what would I say? It was a little difficult to chew into. Now, maybe that's just how McDonald's makes their muffins, but that was an interesting experience this morning, although I did eat it, just so you know. All right, so that's the experience. Has anybody ever had a blueberry muffin from McDonald's beside me? I'm sure somebody has, but I don't think it's a popular item on their menu after my experience this morning. Has anybody had the blueberry muffins? Do you find them good? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott. The other day you were talking about whether or not soda's dehydrated you.
Yeah, I did some research on this because I have decided to, because I have always drank a lot of soda. And here I am drinking Gatorade and water now more than I really ever have. And I thought, well, does soda really dehydrate you? Because I've never seen any proof to that. And I know they make fountain drinks with a lot of water. And I looked it up in every source I saw on the internet. I went to 7 or 8 different sources. It says as long as it has water in it, soda does not dehydrate you.
Yeah. Is it caffeinated soda?
It's no sugar in it because it's diet. But, yeah, I imagine it's caffeinated.
Yeah, well, see, there lies the rub, because caffeine is like a diuretic. It's like taking a water pill.
Now, how much caffeine really is in a soda compared to coffee?
Don't know. That's not on the label, I don't think.
I would imagine that coffee has a higher content than soda. They always say, you know, soda will make you hyper. You know, these are things we hear from our parents when we're younger. But
that's because they don't want you to drink it.
They don't want you to drink it. I can't imagine, to be honest with you, that a soda has a lot of caffeine, because
drink a lot of it.
Well, I've just never heard of anybody drinking sodas and then saying, I can't sleep.
Of course, I can drink coffee. I can drink a cup of coffee right before bedtime and go to sleep. Coffee doesn't even affect me like that anymore.
Well, I think you build up an immunity to all things after a while, but I think people who don't normally drink coffee, I think this is why Starbucks has become a thing, except the fact that they're a culture, is that people are not sleeping as much, and the kids, I don't think, are really coffee drinkers at that point, but it's
a
stimulant.
That's why they get all them sugary drinks.
Yeah,
they get them frappuccinos and cappuccinos and mocha lattes and...
We've become
all
very
that stuff I don't even understand.
We've become very French in this country. We like our lattes and frappuccinos, but I know it doesn't dehydrate you until I'm proven otherwise. When it comes to soda, at this point,
well, just keep in mind the caffeine is a diuretic, just like coffee.
Well, have you ever had the blueberry muffin at McDonald's?
Maybe some years ago, you know, a couple years ago or something. I mean, I don't usually go to fast food places anymore.
Well, maybe I got a bad.
Probably have had it.
Maybe I got a bad one this morning because it was just a little.
Got an old one.
It was a little tough, and I kept thinking. I would imagine a place like McDonald's or Wendy's or Burger King would rotate that more often. And you know, the other thing that's odd is that, I guess this was just a time concern this morning. I hear, and I think, now don't quote me because I haven't been there, but I think the Wendy's is a participating Wendy's down here on Mount Vernon Avenue. But during the entire month of April, I believe they're giving away their breakfast sandwiches for $1 a piece.
I think I've seen a commercial on that.
Yeah,
like
but
I don't go to them places, so I don't know.
But I believe it says participating Wendy's, and I haven't been there to do it, so I can't say for sure, and I haven't seen any signs on the windows. But I was going to go down there because the breakfast sandwiches are so cheap. But I thought, well, if they have a line down there, I might be cutting it a little close this morning.
Well, tomorrow's the day then.
Tomorrow's the day, Saturday, and I don't know what time Wendy's stops serving breakfast. Is it 10:30, 11:30 on the weekends?
I think it's around 10:30.
Yeah. I might have to drive down there
tomorrow.
That's
what my wife said. I think they start serving, when do they start serving? 6:30 or so? 6 or 6:30?
Well, I get a little break this morning when Adam and the pastor come on at 9:15, so maybe I'll go down there then.
There you go.
There we go.
And you get your breakfast. You need your nutrients.
That's and when I come back on at 10:15, maybe I can report on this.
I'll be listening.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye. I heard we had another call coming in there, so give us a buzz if that was you, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038, if anything's on your mind this morning, 27 minutes past the hour. I want to thank Pastor Craig for filling in for Glenn Coble yesterday during Swap Shop. Hope it went well for him. I didn't get a chance to hear it yesterday, but I hope it was going well. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, interviewer to the legendary comedians.
Yeah, well, big day today, 96th birthday.
Did you talk about his episode with Florence Henderson where they were married on the Love Boat? I know I talked to you about that in private.
I believe we have talked about that.
One of his best appearances, yeah. You know, Mrs. Brady, and Shecky Green. There's an interesting combination.
I know today.
I looked up.
Oh, go ahead.
You're first. You go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I know that from yesterday's Shecky Green trivia that callers want to know if Shecky ever knew Arthur Godfrey or Merv Griffin. So that's definitely on the agenda today.
Yeah, I think Shecky, he's someone who knows everybody. Him and Pat Carroll are kind of similar. You know, not big superstars, but everybody knows who they are. They've been in so many different shows.
But I think Shecky Green was more... Shecky Green is about 2 years older than her, and I think Shecky was more connected. Pat Carroll was a television actress who, I mean, she never really had a sitcom of her own in which she was the star, but Shecky was a headline a Vegas entertainer.
Yeah,
and he was with Sinatra and all those people.
And she tends to play unlikable people, the grouchy hospital patient and Mary Tyler Moore and the grouchy business partner in Too Close for Comfort / The Ted Knight Show, which, you know, we talked to her about, you talked to her about through my question.
So what did you look up this morning?
Well, you know, me and my vast scientific knowledge, I looked up the caffeine of Coke or Diet Coke versus coffee, because I'm an aficionado of Diet Coke and on my way to Sheets to get a coffee. You know, Sheets' coffee is better than Starbucks, by the way. It's actually ground for you while you wait. It's about what I thought it was. It's three times as much caffeine in coffee than Diet Coke. Of course, depends on the brand. You know, I'm a cheapskate, so I would more likely drink the Kroger brand or the Walmart brand, and they may be different, but it's about, like, 46 milligrams in 12 ounces of Diet Coke and about 140 or more in a 12-ounce coffee. Of course, depends upon the coffee.
I can believe that.
It's about, I would say 3 to 5 times as much, and you get a tolerance for it. I have coffee in the evening also. Coffee for dessert is good. It's much less calories than having chocolate cake or something. And I like to put stevia in it, which is more of a natural artificial sweetener. This isn't as sweet as Splenda or Equal, and it's a lot more money. But
Well, I would also say that I would imagine a fountain drink has less caffeine because I think there's more water in it than a can of soda.
Depends how they mix it. In some restaurants, it's dilute. Some restaurants, it's too strong. Usually, it's more dilute. Whereas with beer, it's more similar, but it kind of depends. I mean, that's just a yardstick, but that's kind of what I was thinking, 3 to 5 times as much caffeine in coffee. It varies so much. And, you know, and they have this, like, Death Wish coffee. It's like 3 times the caffeine content if you want to drink speed, which is basically what it is. But, yeah, typical, you know, I'm thinking they're saying typical Maxwell House or Folgers or a typical grocery store brand is going to be in that 3 to 5 times range, but coffee shop coffee could be 3 to 10 times. So you'll tell. I mean, if you're out wired, as I may be after a couple of cups, you'll know it's strong stuff. Because I don't feel the caffeine buzz when I drink Diet Coke, and I've been known to sit and drink a 2-liter at one setting.
Well, there you go, and you're still alive to tell the tale.
I at this point, yes, as we drive, and almost at the Sheets just south of the city of Delaware. I've asked them to open a location in Marion. That would be a perfect place. You know, we have the Moto Mart and the three speedways, but I think they would do well there.
Well, hope springs eternal.
Yeah, maybe you saw my photo with Travis Sheets, their CEO, and next time I go to a grand opening, I'll ask him, because people have brought it up. It's a perfect location. We need a little more variety, but I mean, I'm glad we do have the Moto Mart, because I know that's kind of a favorite place, and just like with Rite Aid, those places are not in Columbus, so it adds to the mystique of Marion County.
All right, sounds good. Hey, thanks for calling, Adam.
Okay. Have a good day, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, and again, I heard somebody else calling in there, so feel free to buzz in, 740-751-4038. Anything on your mind, or if you want to comment on what we're talking about right now, 32 minutes past the hour. Remember, if you call in and the phone's just ringing, it just means we're on the line with somebody else, so try back in, 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller?
Oh, good morning, Scott. How you doing this morning?
Oh, good. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm hanging right in there. like you are too.
That's about all you can do these. After I ate that blueberry muffin this morning, I'm lucky I'm alive.
Hey, I got a little report for you.
Go ahead.
Okay. I went to, you know, the gas. What's the cheapest thing you get gas in town here?
Oh, the other day.
380 what? Something.
Yeah, 380 something, yeah.
Okay. I went towards the lake yesterday to go fishing. And for the worst I got, the cheaper the gas is getting. You know, I noticed it. I went to Kitten, and it was, I think, 370-something. Then I went on over to Lakeview, going in the back way from the east to the west, south of towards Lakeview. I know you know where Lakeview is.
I do.
And just before I got to Lakeview, their Clark Station and their Marathon Station. Okay, I bet it's a marathon. The marathon was $360. Now listen to this. And I went on down just a little ways, and there are Clark Station I passed. I noticed this. $357.
So they're gouging us here
now,
in Marion.
How much different is it? Huh?
I said, sounds like they're gouging us here in Marion, about 30 cents.
Yeah, 30 cents. 31 cents, so they're about. Scott, have you got a delay on talking?
Yeah, there's a little delay between our and what's going over the air.
Okay. Yeah. Now, you know, Scott, them people's got to be making money. They couldn't sell gas either, could they?
Well, you know what's...
I can't sell that gas for less than one. You know, they paid for it or whatever.
Well, it's...
You know, they got to be making money.
Yeah, and it is kind of interesting because we like to blame politicians and we like to blame what's going on in foreign countries for the gas prices. But the truth of the matter is the business does control the gas price to some extent. Now, they're not going to lose money on gas, but there is a margin in there for which they build in their profit. And I guess it's just how much profit they want to make. Now, what you will find, interestingly enough, is that in communities where people can leave the community, can afford to drive to a neighboring community to get gas, they'll keep their prices low because they want to sell their gas in that community. But if they believe there's enough people in that community that they won't drive to another community, or they don't have much competition in that community, they can keep their prices higher. Grocery stores do the same thing to a certain extent.
Yeah. But Scott, excuse me, 37 cents, you know, and 37 cents ain't all that much, but that's quite a bit of just a gallon of gas. I mean, stop and think about it. That's quite a bit. But it ain't worth driving 40, 50 miles for 2 gallons of gas. No, it ain't worth that. But if you're going, if anybody's out there listening, a fisherman going to Indian Lake, fisherman, go into from here, and I'll guarantee you get gas cheaper there than you will anywhere else. I mean, just plain and simple as that. I mean, I go, quite a bit. I don't catch no fish, but...
So the fishing wasn't good this week.
I have attention.
So the fishing wasn't good this week.
No, plum terrible. And if you go to go fish, you catch fish. Right now, I believe I'd forget it for a few days. I don't understand them. I'm a saw guy fisher, brother. Me like kind of like cold water and cold weather. But something's not right about the lake or whatever, about the fish. If there are any fish, no, there are. I've been over twice, and I ain't caught any either day. I've been there. So, but But the gas prices, if you are going to go fish a trout, remember, go if you can. Take you some gas if you want to. But you'll get your gas, I'll just about guarantee you, anywhere from 15 to 30, 35 cents cheaper.
Well, I appreciate the update. How's your wife doing? Any better?
She's got good days, bad days. Arthur Ryder's pretty bad on both of us. So we're both coming down to pretty close to birthdays here. And Arthur Ryder, you can't get rid of him. He'll just go from one place to another. And the weather has a lot to do with it.
The bad time of year.
This weather is absolutely something else. And we're going to have some still cold weather. We're going to have some cold weather yet. Now, I know we've talked about this before. We've got a little tree. I call it a redbud tree. It blooms out here early, and it hasn't bloomed yet, guy. You know, if you know what I'm talking about, it's kind of pink. It's not red, but it's kind of pink. And it isn't blooming yet, and you're going to have a week or 2 weeks of chilly weather when that sucker blooms. I mean, just count on it. He hasn't bloomed yet.
Yeah, we still
got
a little.
You know what I'm talking about? He's pretty good sized bushes. Some of them are pretty good sized trees. You notice that these pink trees bloom out when they bloom out. They're pretty. And you notice, maybe I get a cold back in, but mine blooms out, and we'll see about the weather. Weather will be chilly. I always guarantee it'll be chilly. A few days before it blooms, real blooms out, and a few days afterwards, too. So we're going to have more chilly weather. Don't figure on spraying it right away and stay here. No, I'm going to.
Yeah, give us a call. Give us a call back when it blooms.
I will, if I get through. Talk to you later.
Hey, good to talk with you. Good to hear from you. Tell your wife hello from us.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, and again, I heard another caller calling in there, so give us a buzz. It's 40 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And again, remember, if the phone's ringing continuously, all that means is we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back. 740-751-4038, 40 minutes past the hour. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Good morning, Star.
Hey, Phyllis, how are you?
Okay. I looked on a bottle of Coke, a 16-ounce 0.9, and there's 48 milligrams of caffeine in it.
In a 16-ounce?
Yes.
That's interesting. Now, do you think fountain drinks are probably more diluted caffeine-wise?
I don't know. I don't drink it.
Yeah, I would have to think that a fountain drink, because a fountain drink has a lot of water pumped into it. That's how restaurants can keep the price so low. I don't know.
When we had the pizza shop, we had a fountain Pepsi dispenser, and I think it cost us maybe 10 cents for that. It's cheap. It's a lot cheaper.
Yeah, yeah.
I have not had a Coke for 4 years.
Really?
Yes, I gave it up. I was drinking six cans a day, and it was bothering my feet and legs, and I just gave it up.
You know, it's interesting. A lot of people, I never hear anybody say, I'm addicted to Diet Pepsi. It's always Coke. I wonder what the difference is.
Coke tastes better.
It might. Well, yeah, but you know, it's odd because I'm one of those people who, if I go to the store and buy a 2-liter, which is what I normally buy, if I'm at the store, I will always get whatever's on sale, Diet Pepsi or Diet Coke, usually one's on sale, because they taste, to me, just kind of similar. And I've never heard, though, anybody say they had an addiction to Pepsi. Very few fountain places sell Pepsi. And I don't know what it maybe it's just the taste. You're right. Maybe it's the taste of it.
Well, you know that Pepsi owns Taco Bell and Pizza Hut, so they do sell
Pepsi products. Those are the two places you can get it. You know, the problem with Pepsi with me, though, is a Pepsi fountain drink, which you also can get at some gas stations. For some reason, now Pepsi in a bottle, Diet Pepsi in a bottle tastes fine to me. Diet Pepsi in a 2-liter and a can, all fine. But in a fountain drink, there's something about Pepsi that does not come across right.
I think also it's the way they set it, because they set those machines to let so much of the syrup in.
Yeah,
and when they set them up.
Well, it could be maybe that. You know what? The other one, there's only two sodas that I ever hear people really say they're addicted to. It's Diet Coke and Mountain Dew. And,
oh, yes.
Yeah, and I have never understood the addiction to Mountain Dew. I would rather have a Sprite or a 7-Up than a Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew to me has an odd aftertaste.
I don't care for Mountain Dew, but it has more caffeine in it than any. I think it's really high. Like these Monster drinks.
Oh, boy.
That you see, those are horrible. I was at Kroger's the other day, and they had a display of Coke. It's a new Coke. I can't remember the name of it. It was $2.59 for a 16-ounce bottle.
Isn't that something? Well, you know what? The Monsters, the energy drinks, that to me is a whole culture. I've never had one, and I can honestly say that. I've never had one because to me, I mean, I've been tired. There are nights when I haven't slept, but I never needed an energy drink, and I'm not even sure how that works. What does it do? Because if it's just based in caffeine and sugar, it would just speed your heart up or speed your metabolism. I don't know. I don't know how it gives you energy.
I don't know. And then they've got those little, I think they're called those little shots of 5-hour energy that
people buy. Oh, yes.
That's horrible. Well, I think it's nothing but caffeine.
Well, I wonder what it does to people's kidneys over a period of time.
Ruins them.
I always say, I hope that I live 50 years for two things. Because this is really the first generation, the young kids now, that have never lived without a cell phone, that have never lived without these energy drinks. And they've also started drinking and looking at these phones early. So when they become your age and my age, I wonder how their eyes are going to be, how their carpal tunnel, fingers, all that's going to be because of phones and their communication skills. And I wonder how their kidneys, hearts, and diabetes levels are going to be because of these energy drinks starting so young.
I don't think they'll live as old as I am.
Yeah, I really think that there's going to be an impact in the next 50 years on these the age that people live to. I think you're exactly right. And I think that people are going to have more health problems with joints, with carpal tunnel, and eyes. Because staring at those screens cannot be good all day long.
I wouldn't think so. We don't even have a computer. We have flip-top phones. We are not modern.
Well, I'll tell you something interesting. I am not hugely tech savvy. You know, I use it for what I need to use it for. But, and I found out the other day. Now, do you have a smart TV, Phyllis?
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is interesting because the other day I was talking to somebody about how people can get the station if we're not coming over the air well or they don't live in this area. Do people know that they can get us on their smart television?
I didn't know that.
You can. If you go to your apps, which all smart television has, where you download like Netflix or whatever you download, just search TuneIn. You can get the TuneIn on your smart television, and it doesn't cost you a thing.
Huh.
Yeah, I did not know that until the other day. If you go into the app store, it's called TuneIn. You download it. It's a free download. Once you get it downloaded onto your television, you just search WWGH, and there we are, and you can listen through your television.
I listen to you on my Bose.
Now, do we sound good on a Bose? I don't have a Bose.
Yes,
good.
Wonderful. We have two of them. They are the best investment you could make.
Well, it's funny to me because I'm going to get a Bose. That's going to be my next thing because I love to collect the old radios. Not that a Bose is an old radio, but I do notice on the older radios, we sound better than on the newer radios. I think they have better.
You sound tinny. on the new ones.
Yeah, there's something. The new radios, I think, do not have as much. And here's why I think this happened. Because FM radio, we're on FM. And FM radio mostly is proliferated by music now. And people tend to like a lot of bass in their songs when they record them. So I think FM radio is putting out less bass in their radio. So when you have a talk station, you know, it kind of unbasses our voice, and I think that's why we sound tinny. The old radios didn't care. I think they just had a built-in tuner, and that was it.
Yeah. Well, on the Bose, I bought mine on QVC for $299.
Oh, that's
and
not bad.
Like four, no, they're $499 if you get them elsewhere.
Yeah, I'm gonna look into that because I think that would be a good investment because I love listening to radio, and I love listening to stations in other countries, like the BBC in Australia. I find that interesting to check in and see what they're talking about sometimes.
Yeah,
I just
listen to you.
Well, I appreciate it, Phyllis.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Don't forget the Pastor Spot with Adam and Pastor Whitaker coming up at 9:15 this morning till 10 a.m., and then I'll be back at 10:15. And at some point this morning, we'll bring the birthday boy, Shecky Green, on, 96 years old today, and talk with him, who I think is spending the birthday with his daughters. I believe that's what he said when he was on Monday. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Remember, if the line just keeps ringing, means we're on the line with somebody else. So call back in. I believe we did have another person who wanted to call in there. So give us a buzz. Anything you want to talk about. 49 minutes past the hour. I appreciate the phone calls. That's the type of radio I like. I like to have a conversation. Like the ones we've had this morning. We've learned a lot already this morning. And we're only maybe 30 minutes into the program. We've learned that the gas is cheaper at Indian Lake. We've learned that coffee has more caffeine in it than pop. We've learned that pop does not really dehydrate you. Now, maybe the caffeine in it might dehydrate you. And 42 grams caffeine. Let's see here. Well, here comes the call. Let's see what's going on with somebody else on this Friday. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I was listening to you, as always.
Thank you.
And I wonder how many people gave up buying lottery tickets when the price of gas went up.
You know, that's interesting. I am always amazed how many people are at the lottery machines. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I know I have a son-in-law that owns a convenience store that has self lottery tickets and also has gas. He says they'll come in and complain if it's gone up 5 cents or whatever. And he says, and then they'll go ahead and buy maybe $25 worth of lottery tickets. Don't even bat an eye about that.
You know, isn't that here's one thing that I have noticed. Now, and nothing wrong with this, I guess. It's just the complaint of it. People, you're right, they come in. They complain about the price of gas. They complain about the price of food when it goes up, which a lot of times is really, I mean, when we really look at gasoline, we're talking about 30 cents a gallon. Now, I don't know how many gallons are in most people's cars, but I mean, what are we talking about, really? $5, $6, $7?
Probably not even that much, even on a fill up. But I think it's just interesting, and I think it's because that is something common that you can talk to your neighbor about, and he's crabbing about it, too. So, but, yeah, my son-in-law said that it was always kind of interesting. He says, you know, the gas could go up 3 cents, and they just snored about it. But he says that before they left, they'd always buy their chunk of, and he says, you'd just surprised what people spend on lottery tickets. He says, yeah, before he started selling, he said he didn't ever think people would spend that kind of money on lottery tickets. But I guess it's just the hope of. But so, and besides that, if you don't want to pay the price for gas, then only drive essential, like to work.
Well, it's exactly right. And you know, the lottery tickets, I'm not a scratch-off buyer, and I'm not a lottery ticket buyer in general. I don't mind if people do. That's their business. But I was shocked to walk up to one of those machines, because it used to be most tickets were just a dollar. But now there are $20 tickets. My God. Who in the world can plop down $20 for one big scratch-off lottery ticket?
On the hope that they might win.
Right. But those scratch-off lottery tickets all have a cap. They're not like the millions of dollars you can win if you pick the numbers right. I can't imagine people pay $20 on a scratch-off.
Well, I can't either, but I guess it's just human nature to hope for a jackpot.
Yeah, I think we all, hope springs eternal, and it seems like we all want more money than we have, and I can understand that. But you know what the truth is, and it's just a philosophical truth, is that money never really made anybody happy. Now, it can fix some of your problems if you have financial difficulties, but in the law, it's not going to make you a happier person.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
No, that's true. And people that do get in a jam financially, and everybody could. But I had a friend said that one time. He said he had a baby, and he had to ask somebody for money so they could get to the hospital and so forth. And he says, I will never be in that situation again. Never.
Right. Well, and I'll tell you something. The real thing that will make you happy when it comes to money is to give to somebody, and not necessarily a charity, and nothing wrong with giving to charities, but a lot of times you don't know where that goes, and it's a little different. But if your neighbor can't afford gas to get to work, or maybe they've had a new baby and you know they're struggling a little bit and you show up with some Pampers, or even if you run across one of the homeless people, which we do have in Marion now, and you've come out of a grocery store and maybe you bought them some bananas, which wouldn't set you back very much. You know, that can turn somebody's day around, and that's how we should use money, I think. Spare money.
And, you know, if someone's at the grocery store and they're bill is more than what they've got, step up and pay for it.
That's
and be on your way.
You know, I don't know if I've ever told this. It's a quick one. But on the air, I was at the grocery store one time, and this lady came in and could not find her wallet. And she had a pretty substantial order. It was in the hundreds, like $120 or something like that. And this lady could not find her wallet, and I could tell she wasn't trying to run out on the bill, but she just couldn't find her wallet. So she left and went outside. She said, hold my order. She leaves. She goes outside to look for her wallet. The guy behind her in line, who I think was a teacher at Harding High School, I think I recognized him, he said, you know what? I'm just going to pay her bill, because it didn't look as if she was going to find her credit card. He paid her bill and then started to pay his bill. The lady comes back in, and she says, I can't find it. Can you put this on hold? I'm going to go home. I said, well, no, ma'am. You can take that with you, because this gentleman has paid for your grocery, $120. And she looked at him and goes, why'd you do that? That was it. No, thank you. And she said, I remember her saying, I have money.
Oh, she didn't want him to think that she was trying to pull a trick or something.
Right, but just say thank you.
Well, that's like you pay for the person behind you's stuff at the drive-thru.
Right. Well, I mean, my jaw hit the ground, and I don't think the gentleman was even looking for a thank you. Maybe just it was her response that was negative.
Mm-hmm.
That was really odd. I really couldn't understand it. I don't think anybody was implying that she was trying to steal the groceries.
Well, I wonder if she thought about that later, like, you know, my golly. But it is a fact. You have paid for some of the people behind you, paid for their, and then they get up there paid. You think, well, who would do that?
Yeah, yeah.
And it gives you a second thought. So, hey, have a good one.
Thank you for calling.
Go go pay your lot, play your lottery. Maybe you'll win.
Maybe I'll hit the big one.
Maybe.
Hey, okay. good to talk Bye. With you. Bye-bye.
Phone lines again open, 57 coming up on 58 minutes past the hour. I know somebody was calling in there. Give us a buzz again. Don't forget Pastor Spot with Adam and Pastor Whitaker coming up here at 9:15 a.m. until 10 a.m. I'll be back on the air this morning at 10:15, and we will check in with Shecky Green at some point this morning. It's his 96th birthday today. He was born on April the 8th, 1926. All right, let's go to the phones. This has been a great hour. I hope we keep the phones going next hour. Go ahead, caller.
You know, Scott, I've seen people spend several hundred dollars on those scratch-off tickets at a time.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, how do you do that? Do people have that much expendable income, hundreds of dollars?
I've talked to the people, one person that was buying it. I've seen that more than one time. And I talked to somebody one time, and she said they make money out of it.
Well, maybe they do. Maybe there is a system. I don't know. I just don't know that much about lottery tickets. But it is interesting, as the last caller said, people will complain about the gas, which maybe overall is charging them $5 more to fill up their car, but yet they don't have trouble paying or buying a $20 scratch-off lottery ticket.
Yeah. You know, I don't play too many scratch-offs. I don't play the main, Super Lotto a whole lot either. But I'll spend money on the Super Lotto before scratch-off.
Yeah.
Because I think if I hit the big money, that's going to change my life drastically. If I hit $100 or $5 on that scratch-off ticket, is it going to change my life at all?
I know. It's a whole different theme. Hey, we're going to break here, but thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right, don't forget the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker coming up at 9:15 till 10 a.m. here in just a few minutes. Adam Lepp running the board for that program. I'll be back at 10:15, so come back with me. Here comes the news and weather. Stay
You're
tuned.
Listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. For legendary comedian Dick Gregory,
I just sit my prayer to the real God. I said, hey, man, there are some Negroes that deserve cancer, but I am not one of them. I said, if you need some help with your tie, you need 12 black folks' names, I'll put them on a t